Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the fourth day of March 2009. For the next 30 minutes, I'm going to break down the reality of the military-industrial complex takeover, the FEMA camps, the open announcement of world government being set up by the banks that you'll pay carbon taxes to, and how people like Glenn Beck are countering this and after denying it all these years, and how they're attempting to co-opt the Patriot Liberty Movement, and how every time he talks about FEMA camps, he then talks about the threat of Russia and Iran. He creates the fear of FEMA camps, then psychologically flips it into then going into Iran's got nukes and we've got to go after them, more of the same propaganda. Gets your confidence talking about the FEMA camps, things like that, but then says maybe the FEMA camps are needed, and then we're also going to integrate that with some of his attacks on Ron Paul, 9/11 truthers, and others, saying that we should have the military sicked on us. And the reason I'm getting into this is because this is a psyop by Fox News. This is Fox News, the big purveyors of propaganda. They're there to neutralize conservatives. You know, Limbaugh's been discredited for decades, saying no New World Order existed. Now it's all over the news as the savior. It's exactly as we said the New World Order would be. A World Bank, Bank of the World, Time Magazine, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, Financial Times of London, all saying it's good. North American Union's good, and the Wall Street Journal, now owned by News Corp and Fox News. Okay, we're in a depression. The answer is world government. And then they have him over there playing the part of, well, I don't know if this is a good idea, but I'm worried about the Bubba factor and their guns. What do we do? That's the same way that Tommy Franks 4 years ago would go on Fox and say, and other channels, and say, you know, I'm real sad about this, but it's what the people are going to demand for security, that the next time we're hit by terrorists, we're going to have martial law and a military form of government in America. Gee, I'm sorry that's going to happen, but that's all that'll keep us safe. You don't expect to come out and say martial law is good, military occupation is good. He says, gee, I'm sorry, it's not really our form of government, but it's all that will keep you safe. You know, martial law is what will keep you safe. It's what the people want. When it's not what the people want, martial law won't keep you safe. That's how they proposed it. And I said on air, we knew the Pentagon was spending tens of billions to buy reporters, to have fake news, not just Armstrong Williams, to push No Child Left Behind, 240-something thousand a year to go out secretly and secretly being funded to push that. It was thousands of reporters. And I said, I guarantee you, Franks is all over TV. He's getting money from the Pentagon slush fund to go say this. And then it came out in mainstream news that he was paid over $500,000 that year alone to go out and read that talking point on the news, introducing that martial law keeps you safe. We've got to get rid of our form of government. Now the White House memos, I'm going through the evidence now, the John Yoo memos have been released, and it says, we're going to ban free speech. We're going to basically make Bush a dictator. This is mainstream headlines. He went on to say, here's a headline, terror memos reveal total destruction of U.S. constitutional freedoms. It goes on to say that under PDD 51, just the cover sheet, it states that the president is a dictator under any emergency, including economic, that the Congress can't review it. When Congress and the highest level committee on security, Homeland Security, asked to see the full document, they were told no national security. Now we have the John Yoo memos where they say the president is above all branches of government when supposedly legislative, executive, judicial are co-equal. The founders said that really the legislative was above the courts and the executive, the president. So all of that is going on. All of that is admitted. I've got scores of video clips here. One of them is titled 26,000 Pastors for Martial Law, Continuity of Government. And then it goes in Representative Peter DeFazio on the Homeland Security Committee talking about how they were told they're not allowed to read it. They're co-equal with the president, but they can't see it. And then we have other newscast, years after we told you about the clergy response teams, how they had secretly hired 26,000 preachers, we got the secret FEMA documents, to tell their flock to take implantable injections, go to FEMA camps, have their families broken up. People couldn't believe it. Now it's mainstream news. InfraGuard, now 50,000 executives with shoot-to-kill orders who have been secretly FBI deputized. We're going to go over all of that. And a lot more coming up. You know, Glenn Beck says he doesn't know if the camps are real. We'd have to be hiding, under his bed not to know that. So we'll come back and go over all this.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, the Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go over the evidence of FEMA camps and tell you exactly how they operate here right now. Then I'm going to get into how the media, the corporate media, now that this can't be denied anymore, is trying to spin it. First off, Exhibit A. Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. This is directly from the Army's own website. It's the top link. If you Google Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, you will be on the Army's own website. In 2002, I published my book, Descent into Tyranny. I've been covering it since 97 when it was declassified, but I put it in my book, Descent into Tyranny. The only other media outlet that I have seen that ever covered this was Dr. Jerome Corsi. Civilian prisons coming soon to the U.S. Army base near you. Little notice regulation allows construction of military installations to hold civilian U.S. citizens on them. Well, they've been in the camps since 86. It was not declassified till 1997. The regulation revises an earlier civilian inmate labor camp signed December 9th, 97 under the Clinton administration. That's when they declassified it. So here is WorldNet Daily on that front. So it is Army Regulation 210-35. Army Regulation 210-35. Now, in 1986, under Rex 84, they opened 12 secret Army camps to test if they could keep them secret while they held federal. Now they hold state prisoners as well. Federal prisoners would then be given a few years off their sentence if they agreed to not tell family about it and to go to the labor camps. It is a labor camp, and under the revised military rules, it allows any U.S. citizens to be put in it under forced labor. Now, this is only about, it's exactly 30 pages long. I suggest you Google, even if you're listening on AM and FM, shortwave satellite right now, just write notes. Civilian inmate labor camp program, even if you don't have a computer, go to the library. This is important. Write notes. Go check all of this out for yourself, okay? Now, that dovetails with the Houston Chronicle and other publications that reported first in January 7th in the Houston Chronicle 2006 that emergency FEMA camps were being built by a division of Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown, and Root. Write that note, Google it. Because you know, Beck says he's been doing months of research and they've been having trouble finding it. He's doing research. He can't ever bring any facts. And he makes little jokes about, ooh, the government's going to get me, or, oh, I'm being censored on Fox, and calls us conspiracy theorists. Okay, well, here it is, Beck. And I know listeners for years have been sending you all this, so don't act like you don't know. Civilian inmate labor camp program. Now, that dovetails with the new legislation introduced. The camps are already built, kind of like they already had the warrantless wiretapping for years, and when they got caught, they retroactively went and legalized it. The bill at these threat fusion centers, FEMA emergency centers in every county and city in the country, they're moving the National Guard in, paying for free space for the police, fire department, emergency management under federal control. It says they're going to have the clergy response teams and community there to help the public as they go into the camp. Obama's going to build medical centers on these. They're going to advertise it's fun to go to the camp, like Germany. They didn't say we're taking you to a slave camp, a forced labor camp, and then a death camp. It was, oh, it's a place because you lost your homes, and, you know, it's a refugee center. And they'll have little newscasts with rock bands there at night playing, and the you know weekly movie they'll have at the camps. This is how it's been done. The Russians would do this in Eastern Europe when they take over. It is the National Emergency Centers Act, H.R. 645. National Emergency Centers Act, H.R. 645. New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the U.S. Okay? There's the bill number. Gave it to you. In fact, we have this. Can we throw that up on screen for folks? And I'll give you over 100 articles, but... new legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the U.S. There you go. That integrates it with this. Now, they doubled these from 12 camps that are listed. You can go to them with people on them. People on YouTube have gone and shot to the wire. It shows prisoners at them, and we've shot video of children being held in them. It's in Endgame. You can go. These are the 24 big ones, first 12, kept secret for 11 years, from 86 to 97, was declassified in 97, and now it's been radically expanded in 2005. Okay? There you have it right there. Absolute, total, complete proof. People working in them right now. Then we had the governor 4 years ago in Rhode Island. It was in the local news and the Providence Journal and the local NBC affiliate. That they said if you criticize the government, download music. This was in the bill. Hundreds of other things. Life in prison as under treason. There was another bill almost passed in Oregon under Senator Menace. You can Google that, Senator Menace, FEMA camp bill. And they said downloading music, protesting, life in prison in a forced labor camp. I mean, this is just off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. And when the governor and others got confronted with this in Rhode Island, they said, well, the feds told us to pass this. So I just gave you the sources on that for everybody else that's out there. We told you Obama was going to set up a million-person domestic spy force because he announced they would. The Pentagon had written this up decades ago. Clinton had pushed it. Bush had pushed it under divisions of AmeriCorps called SecureCorps. There were Philadelphia Daily News articles about how they were training 15-year-olds with M16s in the public schools for warrant apprehension and during martial law. That's one source on that. Defense Department announces civilian expeditionary workforce. This is a Steve Watson Infowars.net story, but it's all linked to the bills and mainstream news. Defense Department Directive 1404.10. Again, write this down. Defense Department Directive 1404.10. And this is to establish a giant civilian military, as big as the military, a million person, and it says that you will be deployed under draft. It says that it's compulsory. domestically and internationally overseas. So dual use. Defense Department announces civilian expeditionary workforce. And then we have links throughout the article to the Department of Defense announcements. Outside of Congress, they've just done this. Here's the Washington Post. Pentagon to detail troops to bolster domestic security. Military expects to have 20,000 uniformed troops on the streets of the United States. Also in the Army Times, they announced that for PR purposes, they would have military, Army, and Marines running checkpoints for DUIs. You're not for drunks, are you? This is how they condition you to accept it. That they would also have them with the jaws of life, and it showed it on the Army own website, them helping cut people out of cars. Well, you're not against the military fighting forest fires, cutting people out of cars, doing drug interdiction, doing anti-terror. See, that's just the cover story. Now the Army War College admits, it's been all over the news, they're preparing to, quote, engage the American people, and that their new mission under NORTHCOM is suppressing the American people. They're teaching police that there's new white Al-Qaeda and that Americans are about to rebel nationwide. That's mainstream news, that they're preparing to crush the American people. Pentagon to detail troops. Zoom in on this camera. I'll use this as a close shot. Some of these articles you don't have in the computer in there. Pentagon to detail troops to bolster domestic security. I'll remind you, the Gonzales memos and U memos just got released where they said they were going to ban free speech in the United States, use troops on the streets of America, and set up a dictatorship. And that's being continued by Obama. Here's the Sydney Morning Herald. Foundations are in place for martial law in the United States. British News is announcing that their government is preparing for martial law with the police and military against the British people. Sarkozy warns of social unrest because they've engineered it. In the IMF World Bank documents released in December of 2001, made widely public by the BBC in 2002, just Google IMF World Bank documents leaked, it said they institute riots. First they collapse society, then there's rioting, then that's their excuse to bring in martial law. Then they basically repossess everything. And I could just go on and on and on. There's another story. U.S. troops ask if they would shoot at American citizens. Those are all public surveys they're being given. They're doing urban warfare drills for gun confiscation all over the country and admitting they're going door to door, asking if they can search people's homes as part of a drill and blocking off the streets. Towns in Arkansas, Oklahoma, all over the country, this has been on CNN, and they say it like it's a good thing when they report it, are locking down the cities even during the daylight hours, searching everybody's cars, making you go through checkpoints. You can Google that. Towns declare martial law. And they've been advised to that by the feds. All of that is happening. But let's go back to the root of this. Let's go back to when they first set up this plan, and they said they would use riots and the collapse of society as the cover for that, and that came out. That's just the cover. With Oliver North in testimony before a joint session, a joint committee of Congress, with Congressman Jack Brooks bringing it up and being told to shut up. You ready with that clip, guys? Okay, here is that clip for folks.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir.
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
May I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
And you can go watch Henry B. Gonzalez saying the government was going to use staged attacks, staged crises to bring in martial law. It got exposed. It was stopped. Every time we stop them from doing this, then they go, oh, look, it didn't exist because we stopped it. You stopped it. Now, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get into Glenn Beck saying none of this exists. And I have clip after clip after clip of Congress now. Congress threatened with martial law if they didn't pass the banker takeover bill. Now $9.7 trillion stolen, according to AP and Bloomberg. This is a banking hijacking. We have their own blueprints for it. Okay, this is the facts.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Wednesday, March 4th, 2009. Gold, $9,1980. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9,46.36, $4,73.18 for half, $2,36.59 for quarter. That's $9,49.36, $2,73.18, and $2,36.59.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Thank you for joining us today. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on shortwave satellite, and always the web at InfoWars.com. We have the free podcast downloaded by more than 125,000 people a day for free at InfoWars.com and growing by about a few thousand a week. Okay, so if Glenn Beck wants to know if the FEMA cam's surreal or not. All he has to do is go to the Army War College, the Army.mil website, the Army Times, and they say, and it's been all over the Phoenix newspapers, the police say they're ready to work with the military against the people, that their new mission is fighting the American people physically, that they're acclimating us by having troops on the streets through PR at the checkpoints for DUIs against citizens violating posse comitatus, helping people get out of car wrecks. It's all PR. And to condition the troops and police that it's okay. And more evidence, other exhibits are Police State 2000, Police State 2 the Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, all free on the web. Films I made in the late 90s. And I went to urban warfare drills where the Marines and Army would hire role players who would scream, "I'm an American, please, no, not the camp." They would do mock executions of American citizens. The Marines let us videotape mock interrogations of supposed U.S. citizens. They would set them down and say, "Where are you from?" "I'm from San Francisco." "Where'd you get the helmet? Where'd you get the weapons?" So this is why I've been raising the alarm, because they have been gearing up for this and telling the locals it was for training overseas. And they do this over and over and over and over again. And for folks watching the simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv, we're showing video of the Marines. We're going to show you a mock FEMA camp. They also had foreign troops there assisting. We have video of a cooperative nugget in the mid-1990s where foreign troops admittedly were training in the U.S. to put Americans in camps. That is the camp right there you see on your screen. So it's all there for anybody that wants to know the truth. Now, remember, under PDD 51, signed a few years ago by Bush, that Obama's expanded and continued, they state that Congress has no authority during emergencies and the president's basically absolute dictator. When Congress wanted to see the detailed documents, they were told you're not allowed to under national security when Congress is co-equal to the president. That is dictatorship. Let's go ahead and play the clip, 26,000 Pastors for Martial Law, Continuity of Government, because the first half of the clip is a newscast on that. We're going to play that later. We're going to play right now Representative Peter DeFazio, Democrat, Oregon. And then later the chairman himself asked for the documents, was told no. So the Congress can't be trusted to be part of this. With the foreign troops, they can know all about PDD 51. Here it is.
Back to balance this time. For what purpose does the gentleman from Oregon rise? Without objection.
Most Americans would agree that it would be prudent to have a plan to provide for the continuity of government and the rule of law in case of a devastating terrorist attack or natural disaster. A plan that provides for the cooperation, the coordination, and continued functioning of all three branches of the government. The Bush administration tells us they have such a plan. They introduced a little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate and doesn't really tell us what they have in mind. But they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version. But now they've denied the entire Homeland Security Committee of the United States House of Representatives access to their so-called detailed plan to provide for continuity of government. They say, trust us. Trust us, the people who brought us Katrina, to be competent in face of a disaster. Trust us, the people who brought us warrantless wiretapping and other excesses eroding our civil liberties. Trust us. Maybe the plan just really doesn't exist, and that's why they won't show it to us. I don't know. Or maybe there's something there that's outrageous. The American people need their elected representatives to review this plan for the continuity of government.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
All right. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play a clip. And we have Senator Inhofe, we have Congressman Brad Sherman and others that we interviewed here on air, or we played clips of on air, both from Congress and here, where they were told martial law will be declared if you don't pass the banker bailout unread on October 3rd, 2008. And then they bait and switched and said it was going to be for the subprime mortgages, and then they said, we're not going to tell you, and it wasn't $700 billion. They just picked a really big number, that's a quote, and it's now $9.7 trillion, 5.5 months into this. Do the math. October, November, December, January, February, 5 months. 5 months and change into this. $9.7 trillion to offshore banks. These are a bunch of Bernard Madoff scam artists that created all this fiat currency to buy the world. And now they're saying a new world bank, Bank of the World, all over the news, will save us and we'll pay carbon taxes to them on every facet of our lives. So see, now the media is forced, after all these years of saying there's no new world order, to admit there is. But Glenn Beck says, well, they might be building camps, but... And he makes a joke about conspiracy theories and then says, but, you know, maybe they're needed. Maybe they're needed. So that's coming up. This is the supposed champion exposing all of this. It's just incredible. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the Earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
All right, let's cut right back into the news, continuing with all the FEMA camp evidence. We really got concerned in the mid and late 90s when the FBI training manuals went public, flyers distributed to every major city department, small city departments. They put federally paid for anti-terror, anti-extremist police, and even small departments, as few as 10 officers, to become spying on the American people. We got video from firefighters and police from FEMA training seminars where they badmouth the Second Amendment, the Founding Fathers. That's in my film, The Road to Tyranny, free on Google and YouTube. Here's just one of the flyers. Call a member of the Phoenix FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, Investigator Al Shearer, Maricopa County's office, Federal Bureau of Investigation. And when you read the back of the flyer, just Google FBI flyer constitutional terrorist. You can then go read it and call the phone numbers on it and talk to the FBI if you'd like. And give me a close shot. I want to show folks the cover of the flyer. When you read in there, it says constitutional terrorist, people that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, people that say they believe in the Second Amendment, are terrorists and need to be put in terrorism databases. Now, people thought this ended with Clinton. It expanded covertly under Bush. So there is just one of the many flyers and pieces of material. On that, continuing, Let's go ahead and play Congressman Brad Sherman, who we also interviewed here on the show. They were threatened with martial law. He wouldn't stay on the show because of House rules in closed committee. Who threatened him? Later, Senator Inhofe went public from Oklahoma and said it was Ben Bernanke, head of the private Federal Reserve, and the head of the Treasury, Paulson at the time. This is all just expanded under Obama, hasn't gone away. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
From Ohio, the only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week, we've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on.
All right.
Now, what has the Senate done to...
All right. Now, I've gone through about 20 exhibits. There are over 100 exhibits. And this week or next week, I'm going to do 2 hours with no calls going through the exhibits. I'm going to pull all my research, all the bills, all the legislation, the whole history of the camps, mainstream media clips admitting it, but trying to sell it to the public. And we're going to do a full, you know, half of the show, at least 2 hours on this subject, uninterrupted, with guests or calls. I want to challenge folks that after they watch this at PrisonPlanet.tv and it gets ripped to the web everywhere, which we appreciate, if you're watching this in a later part, be sure and watch the first few parts of the video. I imagine this will be 4 or 5 parts. Because you need to see the background, the proof I went over of the camps, all admitted publicly for the American people, gun confiscation, forced inoculation, buying off city leaders, corporate leaders under InfraGuard, the clergy response teams, all these terms I'm using Google, you'll have mainstream news, but always telling you how good it is. So that when I get into Glenn Beck here briefly, you understand. Because Glenn Beck, over and over again on his radio show, says basically arrest 9/11 truthers, send us to secret camps. It was a talking point on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC. Use the army against Ron Paul supporters because they're domestic threats. Sean Hannity saying arrest all militia members. Every child needs a chip. I mean, these guys push a lot of sick stuff. And then Beck suddenly, when it's all announced as a world government, comes out and acts like he's fighting it. But then we'll mix into it. We've got to, you know, Russia's a threat. Iran's a threat. You know, we've got to do this. So I'm worried about the Bubbas and their guns. Maybe we need FEMA camps. I don't know if FEMA camps exist. Maybe they do. You know, I was going to cover it, but now I'm not because I'm still researching. Oh, I guess Fox is censoring me, you know, conspiracy theories, making a joke out of that when it's on record that all the major media is on government payroll and talking points. In fact, pull up some of the articles. I had you guys pull up some of the headlines. You just Google Pentagon paying for fake news in the U.S., White House paying for fake news in the U.S. It's now in the tens of billions every year. But when it came out, they just used one Armstrong-Williams case and one at the New York Times where somebody was being paid off to lie about aluminum tubes. This is what's going on. So there's an Infowars.net story, but if you notice, I point you to our articles because when you go to Pentagon Expands Propaganda Reach with foreign news websites, which they then admit are being pushed domestically, and then you can go to USA Today, you see a link there. You can go to the other mainstream news articles, all those, see all those blue hyperlinks if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go to that story. Link to all of those. I've had Congress people on talking about how it's illegal, the fake news, the fake news reports they produced and put on radio and TV that were made by the government. All of this is being done. Fake polls, everything. So his joke about that is asinine. Let's go ahead. We've done an audio boil now, and we're going to play a few video clips. Again, when I do a full report on this, we'll get into more detail as we analyze this propaganda. Here's Glenn Beck on several shows, his own, Fox and Friends, and others, and we cut back to him demonizing Ron Paul supporters and equating us with Timothy McVeigh. This is our champion. This is our friend that's waking up on Fox News, injecting all this Iran's got nuke propaganda in the middle of it. Same propaganda we heard under Bush. Here it is.
I told you that I was going to tell you about the FEMA camps or the FEMA prisons today. This is something that I snapped on the air because somebody called me up and said, why don't you talk about the FEMA prisons? And I said, can we just settle the FEMA prison thing? I don't believe in the FEMA prison. If these things exist, that's bad. And we If they don't exist, it's irresponsible to not debunk this story. We have an independent group on this program looking into it, turning over every stone. I am going to bring you this story. This program is not beholden. This is going to drive the conspiracy theorists crazy. They're making me say this. Help. This program is not beholden to anybody.
Stop right there. He says he's going to cover FEMA camps, and then he makes a joke about they're making me, you know, not say this, help. So he's discrediting it right there. Let's continue with the clip.
Ourselves, I answer to me. I lost sleep last night worrying about this story, thinking about this story, wanting to make sure that I got it right. The only thing that I answer to is myself, and I just want to be able to look at myself in the mirror and also sleep at night.
And I want to make it very clear. I'm not fearing these things are happening. I want to set the record straight because we've got to know what we can believe in.
I wanted to debunk these FEMA camps. I'm tired of hearing. You know about them?
Sure.
I'm tired of hearing. I wanted to debunk them. Well, we've now for several days done research on them. I can't debunk them. It is our government. If you trust our government, it's fine. If you have any kind of fear that we might be headed towards a totalitarian state, look out. Buckle up. There's something going on in our country that is ain't good.
Joining me now is Congressman Ron Paul.
First of all, on the FEMA prison thing, I know we've been in contact with your office, and we would appreciate any help that you have. I want to make sure we're turning over every stone. There's a lot of crazy stuff that is being said about these things, and I appreciate you talking to us, and we'll be in touch with you again, because I want to make sure that we have everything that you might be concerned with as well.
Paul's supporters are tapping into something that's very real, the rising tide of disenfranchisement in this country. If fringe elements take that disenfranchisement and turn it into violence, we endanger the freedoms we're supposedly all fighting for.
They're going after everybody, and here's the thing. At one point, with security so high and tensions on edge, don't you think they're going to get, at the very least, tased or beaten to a pulp by somebody who goes, these people look threatening. They don't look threatening.
The Ron Paul revolution. I think it's meant to be a catchy slogan, but I fear some of his fringe supporters are taking the word revolution too literally. These truthers are exactly the kind of people who want to rock this nation's foundation, tear us apart, and plant the seeds of dissatisfaction in all of us. These guys are dangerous. I believe these guys are anarchists that are looking to tear us apart. I mean, this is the kind of group that a Timothy McVeigh would come from.
And, folks, it goes on and on. This is our little friend, that he hates the 9/11 families that say it's an inside job, that he hates 9/11 truthers. And it was a talking point, you know, where, oh, the 9/11 truthers are going to bomb us. They work for Al-Qaeda on all these news channels, a talking point. Now, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, every major publication, you name it, they've done it. Just type New World Order and pick the name of your newspaper, add it at the end, you'll see articles on Google. I mean, I've done this test. Everyone. Everywhere. But they're saying it's good. All these years saying it didn't exist. All these years saying that we were liars and crazies. We had all the documents and the video clips. Now they admit it's happening, but say it's going to save us. You see, they have to get you to trust them. So if you watch Glenn Beck, well, not even closely, it's completely obvious. Every night he'll go, yeah, New World Order, global bankers, oh, it's horrible. But and then he'll build the fear up and then say, flip it. By the way, Putin's wanting to attack us, and so is Iran, and we've got to go after these guys right now. The terrorists are about to hit us, and I'm worried about the Bubba factor. I'm worried about these gun owners. But I'm worried about the government, too. What do I do? I mean, if you trust the government, the camps aren't a problem. But if you don't trust them, and it's meant to create fear, it's a chilling effect to everybody out there that knows what's going on. Oh, my God, they're admitting camps, so we shut up. And then so the couch potatoes make the psychological decision to go, oh, well, I'm scared of Putin. There's nothing to do with it, but I'm scared of Putin, so I guess I'm for these camps. And see, now they're rolling them out in the news. The camps will be for you when you're starving during the collapse of society, which is what the IMF and World Bank have done to countless third world countries, and their own documents say they want to do it here. That to fully bankrupt you so they can consolidate everything with the tens of trillions of fiat currency they're holding and hoarding of taxpayer money. And then once the riots start, which they're trying to push, you know, they have Bezygna Brzezinski on MSNBC, we played that the other day, saying, I'm really worried about these bankers. They're going to cause riots nationwide, as if he isn't one of the engineers of it. See, They know they've got revolution on their hands. They know that we did our job warning the people and exposing what was happening and putting all this information out, and people found out it was true. So recapping, the Department of Defense and the Washington Post has announced they are putting regular troops on the streets to engage the American people. The Army War College admits this. They secretly have had Americans in camps since 1986. It was declassified in 97. Sounds incredible. You can read it all right here in the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program. Just Google that. You'll be at army.mil. They've introduced legislation for a million-person domestic security force. We went over that area of the Army Code that they have now announced and issued. They have also introduced the National Emergency Centers Act, H.R. 645, to build these FEMA camps and integrate them with the local police and military. They are federalizing the National Guard under NORTHCOM completely. That is the type of news and information we have. We played you congressmen telling you that they are not allowed to see the martial law plans, but that they're there. We have the cover sheet, PDD 51. We played you the congressmen saying they've been threatened with martial law if they don't do whatever they're told by the White House. We played you the clips and have these congressmen and people here on the show. We've shown you House hearings about the secret camps and congressmen being told to shut up, you can't talk about the camps. We've shown you the FBI terror flyer. Now, I told you guys just on the fly to Google Kansas City, FEMA in Kansas City says Founding Fathers terrorist. Were you able to find that? Here it is. This is from my film, The Road to Tyranny. I don't know how this from web video. I have high-quality DVDs here. People can get it in a combo pack, the three-pack. The three films are in one, but in higher quality. But here it is from YouTube. I want to show you this so you can find it now for free and get it. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, Founding Fathers Were Terrorists. And it goes, I mean, I have 18 hours of this. I have them training all over the country. I have them teaching police to arrest anybody with a Get Us Out of the UN sticker. This is what's been going on. Here it is.
It didn't work, because think about the Christians, okay? Do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? No. What did they do? They took your head off. They beheaded you if you didn't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. See, this is reality. Yeah, you're terrorists. But the bottom line is, to them, they are not. Now, why is that important to understand? Because they are as committed to their cause and to their way of life as you are yours. And they see you as being wrong. That's very different. When people are passionate about what they believe in, they become a very difficult enemy to be. Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States?
Founding Fathers.
You mean Thomas Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
Back it up. Stop it right there. Stop it right there. You notice what Glenn Beck kept saying? Oh, these crazies, crazy stuff about FEMA camps. Ooh, they're going to get me. Making jokes. Look at this guy. You know, he's talking about the Founding Fathers and people that are committed. He's talking about constitutional terrorists. Before that, we have the FBI training manuals and flyers they give police. We just showed you. The cops are so conditioned, they say, who are the terrorists? Who are the first terrorists? The Founding Fathers. They all know. They all say Founding Fathers. They've already been taught this many times. And then he says, that's a very difficult enemy to beat. No, you are the enemy when you become an enemy of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and let foreign bankers take us over. Play it again.
They become a very difficult enemy to beat. Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Founding Fathers. You mean Thomas Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
You mean George Washington?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Revere?
Yeah.
These guys right here, let me ask you something. Did they try to scare people?
Oh, yeah.
They tried to intimidate the British. Did they use acts of violence? Your founding fathers, my founding fathers, were involved in acts of terrorism against British officials because they systematically had British officials assassinated. The guys who we call our founding fathers, George Washington, Mr. Honest, who cut down the cherry tree and admitted it, is the same guy who signed death orders, if you will, on members of the British government, the British Crown, who they wanted to eliminate because politically they had influence in certain pockets of the United States, at that time the 13 colonies, and they wanted to divide and conquer. They may get a whole lot of civilians, and hey, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? If they killed 10,000 civilians tomorrow with a biological agent, that's too bad for them.
Yeah, so what if they kill 10,000 civilians? You know how these patriots are. They're always killing civilians. All right, that's enough. That's from my film. Now, see how he talks about how they assassinated, they were bad, they wanted to divide and conquer, the founders wanted to divide and conquer. They were terrorists. And you read the manuals, it says those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. Gun owners are terrorists. This is why the police are so brainwashed. And in this film, I then have the police from their own squad cars pulling over a woman at a warrantless checkpoint searching papers in Virginia. She's a naval veteran, no criminal record, Abby Newman, married, buying canning supplies in town. And they want to search her car, and she says no. They pull her out, slam her against the car, charge her with assaulting him. She doesn't touch him. And then they dig out a pocket constitution in one of my videos, and they start getting scared, going, she's one of them. She's one of the extremists. She's one of the terrorists. I can't believe we actually found one of them. It's squad car video, them with their microphones outside the car, freaking out. I mean, police now pull you over with a patriot sticker. They just go ahead and taser you in many cases because they're so scared to death. Now, the real terrorists are the people teaching the police that our founding fathers were bad. Now, folks, I could go on for hour after hour, and I am. Sometime this week or next week, I'm going to do 2 hours where we're just going to go through it all. This is not 10% of the evidence I've got. Bob Chapman's going to join us for about 10, 15 minutes with a quick economic update with the plunging stock market and what's happening then. For about an hour and a half, we got Lindsey Williams coming back on with his powerful inside knowledge from former Atlantic Richfield executive about what's happening with this global operation plunging the oil prices to accentuate and accelerate the global depression. All this documentation's at Infowars.com. You've been seeing. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com. Okay, till about
about 15 after next hour. We're going to have Bob Chapman with us, internationalforecaster.com. My websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In summation, the establishment knows everybody's waking up to the camps. Everything is exploding. Our web numbers alone are doubling. This is the buzz worldwide. I'm on British radio, and they say, I saw a huge yellow truck with InfoWars.com driving around today. Is that you paying for that? No. The people worldwide are waking up because we warned them beforehand. Everything we said came true. So the establishment comes out and mixes some truth about FEMA camps and things, but then makes jokes about it, mixing it in with patriots and gun owners are dangerous. He's currently doing that. And the people get, some of them get fooled by that. I challenge Glenn Beck. You claim you've been doing research for weeks on this and you can't sleep. Okay, buddy. Everybody's going to email you, your radio show and Fox News, the last 45-minute piece we've done. Your little staffers can watch that, and everything there can be Googled, pulled up from government documents at the Army.mil and FBI and everywhere else, and then you'll have a clear picture of what's being set up and how they now have to orchestrate an economic collapse to get us to accept this as society breaks down. And my film, The Obama Deception, covers all of this. It's now available at InfoWars.com. And it shatters the left-right paradigm. President to president, it just continues. But that's the bottom line. I want to see all this. I want to see the civilian inmate labor camp program. I want to see the fact that the Army's announced they're going to engage the American people, that NORTHCOM already has the country under effective martial law, and that Congress has been threatened with martial law. That is martial law. I want to hear that, Bubba, all together instead of you making jokes and saying, oh, no, conspiracy theory. That's what we want to hear. This is happening because we're winning, ladies and gentlemen. They're being forced to cover all this. Bob Chapman, formerly with Army Intelligence, then the largest financial newsletter on record until he retired. He's come back. And he also the largest gold and private silver broker. Bob Chapman, also, of course, great patriot, helped fund and finance the publishing of Nundare Call Conspiracy with Gary Allen back in the 70s. He's been working with G. Edward Griffin and others for more than 40 years. Good to have you here with us. I want to come back for 15 minutes and cover the latest financial developments, but in a few minutes, sir, I know you've been on hold listening, your take on the fact that they're now admitting world government, push it, but saying it's going to save us, and then Beck saying, yeah, there's some camps, maybe they're good, maybe they're bad, but then giving no more information. Bob Chapman.
Well, first of all, I think they've been exposed. You know, these broadcasts are going all over the world. There are only a handful of people, but they're making a tremendous difference. We're getting emails from all over the world from people saying, you know, thank you for being on the programs and enlightening us to what's going on. And we're getting a lot of foreign subscribers as well. Just recently, we've got about 10 from Russia, plus other places throughout the world.
I'm having troops come up to me on the street and say they're awake and call in and letters. I mean, police, go ahead.
Well, that's great. And that's the reason I mentioned that is that's why the conspiracy is exposing itself, because it has to. It doesn't have any choice at this point. Too many people know what they're doing now, and it's going to get greater and greater and greater, and the ignorant and the uneducated are finally going to catch on as well.
So now they're just hiding in plain view going, oh, yeah, there's a world government in FEMA camps, but let's have a discussion. Maybe we need them.
You're right about that, and I think that the propaganda that's being spewed out, this mixture of 95% truth and 5% propaganda, isn't going to work. And you've gone through it fairly well in a very short period of time, very thoroughly, especially in regard to Glenn Beck. And we discussed this a couple of weeks ago. And they just want you to think that the major media is covering this, when in fact they're really not. It's really misdirection.
But this, I mean, every historical indication shows this means they're desperate and that they're in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think many people realize this. I mean, you know, you and some others who are on the air are really drilling this thing. But I am very, very chagrined, very unhappy that very few newsletter writers have pursued this.
Stay there, Bob. Got a break. 70-second break. Third hour, only seconds away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.